الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا دخلتم بيوتا فسلموا على أنفسكم تحية من عند الله مباركة طيبة. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. One hadith, it is mentioned that when a person does his actions amal, and he does it with ikhfa, hiding away, so nobody has to know, nobody knows, and with ikhlas also, hiding away, it's not necessary that a person does things secretly, that there must be ikhlas. Even what we do publicly, like namaz, jummah, we can't do it privately at home. We do it secretly. Nobody must be knowing I'm making my jummah. Our farz namaz, hajj, we make in front of all the people of the world. We can't make a small Kaaba and Arafat in our backyard and we say I'll make my hajj where nobody knows I'm making hajj. So doing publicly also, but there also the condition is with sincerity. And doing it secretly, those that we are permitted, nafal namazes, etc., that is advisable, then which helps us for our sincerity. So a person does something secretly also, sincerely also. But then after some time, he speaks about it. He tells people, in my hajj I did this, that happened there, he speaks. So now from secretly, it goes into public, where it is recorded in our record of deeds, now it is gone in public. We speak more about it, and now we are like showing off also. Then from sincerity, now it goes into show, vanity, that we are showing people. Though at the time we did it with sincerity, and we helped it with secretly also. But then we speak about it. So whatever we have done in Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala accept from us. And it is now not something that we go and speak about, encouraging people, etc., on deen, what we learned, etc., what is the correct life. But to go and blow our trumpet that I did so much ibadat, ought to show it off, that there in the Khanqa, for example, people used to make so much ibadat, the program. In other words, I was part of that also. We go and show it off. To encourage, it's a very fine line. And we have to be very careful. We have to turn to Allah in sincerity and beg Him that He guide us to the right. It must not happen that we made lot of effort, we made lot of mujahada, everything, but then we go and wash it away. And shaitan is that evil enemy of ours, that he tries and rob us. He let us not do an amal. When we do it, then he let us do it for name and fame. We do it secretly, then still he won't leave us. Still more, all our amal, he won't leave us. He's going to try his utmost. And he gets very angry on his troops of shayateen when somebody gets saved. That where were you people? How come this person got saved and did not come in on our side and disobey Allah Ta'ala? So shaitan is our avowed enemy, and he's going to try all the time. And for us, we can't go and finish off shaitan. He's going to be there. We can't really go and fight him. But what we can do is take our protection. That is what we have to do. Fortify ourselves. All our amal, our whole life's amal, not only this Ramadan, but whole life's amal, fortify. And also we can understand from that hadith that if any of our amal have gone into public, and from there into show, we can ask Allah reverse it again and make it more. Allah's Qudrat is Allah can declare it for us, that whatever we made mistakes and we can show our amal, oh Allah, you bring it back again and make it for sincerity, and you make it exclusive just for you, and let nobody know about it. So many great buzurgs, when the condition just became known to somebody, they said, Ya Allah, now my secret is open, call me to you now. And then they just wanted to go away. So Allah give us that whatever we have done our whole life, Allah give us tawfiq of doing the right. That is first a worry in itself. whatever we have done, was there sincerity? Have we done it in the right way? Is it acceptable? And for amal to be accepted by Allah Ta'ala, it's not only ikhlas, sincerity. There are many other conditions also. For example, we are not fulfilling the wife's right, the children's right, and we are giving not charity outside, or we are doing not ibadah, and we are not worried of we are neglecting them. And neglecting them is not only the physical things, food, clothing, shelter, etc., but the deen we are neglecting. We are not worried of the deen. We are worried of the deen of the whole world, but we are not worried of their deen. So that is all big negligence. So if we are not fulfilling the rights of people, and we are excelling in nafl, then that also is not correct. So there are many conditions. Allah guide us. And there is only one way we ask Allah, for us to have all that knowledge, and even on that occasion for that knowledge to be there, that I'm doing it correctly. You might have all the knowledge, but on that occasion what you have to do, that only Allah can guide us. And we have to beg Allah Ta'ala that He guides us. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala give us tawfiq of reading and maintaining our 100 durood every day. Those who can do more, much mubarak. But 100 durood a person reads, Allah writes, Allah Himself writes on the forehead of that person, Baraatu minan nifaq wa baraatu minan nar. This person is free from hypocrisy. And the punishment of hypocrisy is the worst punishment. Right at the pit and bottom of Jahannam, in steel coffins, and that steel will have burned red, burning red it will be, and a person will be there forever and ever. So by reading 100 times durood, the barakat of it, Allah will save us from all this hypocrisy. And 100 times durood sharif, Allah will save us from the fire of Jahannam. Yeah, we can't tolerate a fly flying around our nose or by the ear in namaz if it has to come. How are we going to tolerate the terrible punishment? By 100 times durood, Allah will give us the tawfiq to change our life, to bring all the righteous things, to stay away from all the haram. And also 100 times durood, Allah will raise us with the shuhada, with the martyrs on the day of Qiyamah. So easy. 100 times durood sharif, Allah will fulfill 100 of our needs. 30 in this dunya, and where we are going to be really desperately in need on the day of Qiyamah. The day when yawma yafirrul mar'u min akhi, everyone will be running away from one another. Nobody will recognize one another. But nobody will stand to give any help or assistance to anyone whatsoever. So to get saved on that day, durood sharif 100 times. And the other great, great bonanza of durood sharif, that durood sharif is that one ibadat that in all circumstances and in all ways it is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. As-salatu ala nabi mustajabun qat. Ulama have got big discussions on this, and the end of it, and great ulama like Ibn Abidin Shami rahmatullah ali, the great, great Hanafi jurist, mufti, he has written that also the final conclusion is that durood sharif is 100% accepted. Our Ramadan now we're going to make, we all have hope Allah will accept it. And Allah in His mercy and kindness will accept inshallah. But durood sharif, the guarantee is given is accepted. And in fact durood sharif is that on what you read it, all that is also accepted. In your dua you read durood, your whole dua is accepted. In our namaz, Allah kept durood sharif. One of the wisdom ulama explained, now because of the barakat of that durood sharif, your whole namaz also is accepted. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And then the day of Jumu'ah is a very, very great day. It is the king of the days. It is an Eid more greater than the other Eid. By just doing a few basic things, we should try and remember it always also, refresh it in our mind. Read on the fadail of Jumu'ah, for every step we take coming for Jumu'ah namaz, that 1 year's ibadat is written for a person. And 1 year's roza, that's mentioned separately, roza is ibadat. A whole year's, for every step, a whole year's ibadat sawab, a whole year's roza sawab. Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali, one of the great, great ulama of the ummah, he says that in no hadith has so much virtue been mentioned as in this hadith. The most amount of sawab, virtues that are mentioned, is in this hadith. And at the same time, this hadith is so authentic that of the six basic hadith kitabs, Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmizi, all the basic kitabs, it is mentioned in four of those kitabs. So Allah, let us appreciate the day of Jumu'ah, and every Jumu'ah, what we have to do, let us do it. We say Jumu'ah Mubarak, Ramadan Mubarak. What it is really, Allah give you the tawfiq of the Mubarak Amal of that day. The Mubarak Amal, not just words, Jumu'ah Mubarak, Ramadan Mubarak, but Eid Mubarak, but the Mubarak Amal which are of that day, Allah Ta'ala, let us do those Mubarak Amal, inshallah. And then one very important thing in which generally the whole ummah we are negligent about is the respect of the adhan. To respect the adhan, to reply to the adhan, and then to respond to the adhan. Then when adhan goes, to try and give up everything, and now it is namaz. Now Allah has called me to meet Him. When Allah calls us to meet Him, then how can we give attention to anyone else? If somebody who we really cherish, who is honorable, respectable, he calls us, and at that time we are still talking with somebody on the way, we are still doing all other things, at that time we must respond. Allah is calling us, and He's calling us for Hayya Alal Falah, for our complete success of every way, and to get every goodness. Allah Ta'ala is calling us, and got great rewards for those people who just respect the adhan, and those who reply then, we can't imagine. In the Hadith Sharif it comes, when a person hears adhan, and after adhan he replies to the adhan, he reads Durood Sharif after adhan, and then he makes the dua of Wasila, the famous dua, Allahumma Rabba Hadhi Da'wati Tamma. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Hallat Lahu Shafa'ati, Ay Wajabat Lahu Shafa'ati, my intercession for him becomes compulsory. It's a great prescription for our maut to come on Iman. Another thing that we are generally very, very negligent about, about Ramadan, Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, let us, the few moments that are left, still appreciate them. And let us do as much a'mal, make shukr to Allah for this great ni'mat. Never ever let it even come to our mind that it is like a burden to Ramadan, that we have to keep rozas, we have to get up for seri, 20 rakats, taraweeh. No, we should understand the value of it, and then be keen and be passionate about it. More than any other thing that we enjoy, let us look forward into the month of Ramadan. In fact, if we can, every year, if we are working, take our annual leave in the month of Ramadan. If you are getting 3 weeks leave, take 1 week unpaid leave. And then try and spend our Ramadan properly, every Ramadan. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, appeals to the ulama who are teaching in the Darul Ulooms. The ulama who are teaching in the Darul Ulooms, he says, 11 months we have let gone by without attention, without paying attention. This 1 month, now pay your full attention. We are doing 11 months, but we didn't pay attention to our Islah. We didn't pay attention to our Amal. This is the month. What a beautiful, great month it is. So let us every year, really, instead of going to wasting our money and time and everything at resorts, at holidays, etc., spend it, make our holiday in Ramadan. Make the mind of the children from before, the family, that our holiday, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Siyahatu Ummati Al Jihadu Fi Sabilillah. The touring of my ummah is thriving in the path of Allah. That is our real appreciation of holidays, to make them holy days. Not days with holes in them, but that we make them holy, pious days. Whatever a person, and this, all this wasting our time at resort, usually everyone cherishes, I must make my house very comfortable. Then more than comfort also, luxurious also.
And for that,
he'll make his bedroom as he would like to have it. His bathroom for the wife, the mother, the kitchen, we make it up. When we get a chance to enjoy it now, 3 weeks leave, then we go and stay in some tent somewhere. And now is the time. You did it all for your comfort. Now you go and stay in some tent or some chalet or somewhere. You did it for yourself, now enjoy. And more than that, of course, also is make it in Ramadan. And let us, we are free in then in Ramadan. So Allah Ta'ala, let us appreciate. Allah protect our amal. To make money is not so difficult. To look after the money is much more difficult. To become a hafiz is not that difficult as to look after being a hafiz. Now till most remember your Quran. And more than remembering also, in all the hadith practically we read, the condition comes, وَأَمِلَ بِمَا فِيهَا. That just becoming a hafiz is not enough. The condition in the hadith comes and he makes amal on what is in the Quran Sharif. Then all those virtues are mentioned. So to be making amal also, till our maut, and remembering our Quran Sharif also, reciting it all the time, that is the thing that is required. To become pious in Ramadan, and easily now in the environment, is not that difficult. Now the real test is when we will go out of the i'tikaf. When we leave here and we'll be going home now, we'll go in a different environment. Now presently also, if we have to go into the town, city, we'll see like there's no Ramadan there. How everyone is busy, business is carrying on, traffic is carrying on. There is no sign of Ramadan. Yeah, in the masjid, yeah, in the khanqah, we see the signs of Ramadan clearly. But when we are in the other environment, we don't see it there. Even if we go home and we have got a good religious home also. But that's what is happening in the khanqah is not happening so much at home. So when we go from here, let us take this with. And very, very important that we don't leave it behind and we take it with. And that we use it again. That means it be in our lives, that we live according to that. When one alim, he spent time 1 year with Hazraji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Then he was from Gujarat, when the son of a great alim also. Then Hazraji came, he made safar to Gujarat. When they came to his village, now his time was over. So he told Hazraji that now people are going to ask me, 1 year I stayed with you. What are they going to ask? What did you learn? What did you benefit? You stayed 1 year with Hazraji. So he says, when they ask you, they are going to ask you, you just tell them, see my life. Hazraji, he himself says that Hazraji bound him up. That now his actions, that people, he will just tell them, see my life, whether I'm there 5 times namaz or not. What my character is, how I'm speaking. Then see what I benefited from Hazraji. So in such a way, Hazraji bound him up that he has to be now careful. Not that he's going to say, we did this and we did that, but you just watch me what I did. So when we go from here also, just now people will ask, what were the programs? What did you do? What was happening? Say, just watch me. That's what I am. The wife, what did you learn? You went. You left me alone. I didn't want you to go. You still went. What did you benefit? Say, just watch me now. That's what I learned. For everyone. So if we go with that, inshallah. And Allah strengthens it and make us stronger every Ramadan. And then really, as Hazraji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, spend your life like Ramadan, your maut will come like Eid. And our real Eid would be at, if we are to say to us, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan marziya. That is it. Maulana Abul Hassan Nadawi Rahmatullah Ali, 27th of Ramadan he passed away, the day of Jumu'ah. He got ready for Jummah, ghusl, clean clothes, everything. So he told them, his khadim, she was old now, give me the Quran Sharif, I want to read Surah Kahf. But they opened Surah Yasin for him. And he read. And when he came to the ayat, Salamun qawlam mir rabbir rahim. Peace, the word, the decree of Allah, who is Salamun qawlam mir rabbir rahim. Rabb, who is most kind, merciful. He read that and he passed away. So our mort comes something, Allah be kind and merciful to us. Mort is not in our hands, in nothing. It is all just the mercy and kindness of Allah. Allah bless us with such mubarak mort. But jaise karni waise bharni, how we do, so we will get. Every action has got a like reaction. Our actions are good, we will get a good return also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. One very, very important thing also, which we are very generally negligent, and if we can rectify this in our lives, is salam, to make salam. Thus Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Make salam on yourselves, on the family people, on all who are there. تَحِيَّةً مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. It's a greeting from Allah Ta'ala. It's a great greeting. It's an imported greeting. Everyone appreciates imported things. This is a greeting. Our salam is not of this dunya. It's not made in dunya. It is made in Jannah. Allah Ta'ala sent the malaika to Adam alayhi salam and told, go and make salam to him. And the whole salam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, is from Jannah, and the malaika taught Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. That is our salam. And we trade it in. Usually if you trade in your car, you got a 1915 car, you trade it in for a 2015, for a 2020 car. 2021, latest, according to your what you can afford, your conditions, you try and upgrade it. Not for if you had a 2020, we got a 2050, or advanced greeting we got. And what came from Jannah is going back to Jannah. We got a very solid, we usually say that old is gold. Our greeting is that old, that it is from Jannah. And it is so advanced, it's going to take us to Jannah again. And we trade it in for hello. And what is hello? It's a combination of two words, hell and low. So when we're telling anyone hello on the phone over and over, we are telling go to hell and go to the lowest place. Fiddarkil asfali minan nar. And that person again gives you the same reply. You also go to hell. Hello. You also go to hell. Our greeting, the assalamu alaikum. One Bangladeshi alim sitting here in the same place explained three great, great meanings of our salam. The one is the common peace. And everyone wants peace. And we are acquiring dunya for peace of mind. We are going for holidays for peace of mind. This is a different thing. We are looking for it where it isn't. Allah has kept it in the masjid 5 times a day. Hayya alal falah. Come to your every type of success. Your peace of mind, your contentment. Everything is here in the masjid. But we are looking for it where it isn't. You can look for it where it isn't till the cows go home. You can't find it. Where it is, look for it there. So the first, that the peace, assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. Wa rahmatullah, and the mercy of Allah, tabaraka ta'ala. Wa barakatuhu. Our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi say, assalam is singular in Arabic. Rahmatullah is singular. Barakat is plural. And all we want barakat. Barakat in our money especially we want. We're so worried of barakat in money, barakat in time, barakat in health. Allah put that in plural. So he explained the first meaning is that peace be upon you, common meaning. The second meaning assalamu alaikum, that peace be upon you, the first meaning. And the second, salam is the name of Allah. So it is meaning when you're saying assalamu alaikum, assalamu ma'akum, may Allah be with you. For example, a person is spending the whole night with his family. In the morning he has to go. Now he's leaving his family alone. So he tells them, I'm going, but I'm leaving Allah with you. What solace you get. And they also give him salam. You are with us, you are safe in the home whole night, locked up, everything, security. Now you are going on the road, hijackings, crimes, accidents. May Allah be with you. What a beautiful, what we have got. And we trade it in for hello. What a thing Allah gave us. And the third meaning of salam, peace be upon you, Allah be with you. And the third meaning, it's a guarantee. When I make salam to you, I'm giving you guarantee that from my side I won't harm you in any way. Money matters, anything. I won't fight with you. I won't argue with you. Your wife, your daughter, your sister, mother are safe. I won't interfere with them. I give you the guarantee. And he gives you the guarantee in return. And in namaz, all, the whole community, the neighborhood, in every neighborhood, masjid, all the people are supposed. And all telling one another when we make salam, from my side, all of you don't worry. And when they reply, all of them telling, all telling one another. And for the imam, double. From this side people, that side, if you directly behind, peace, we won't interfere with you. What a great greeting we have been given. Let us make qadr of this greeting. And the rewards of it also are so great. Where have we traded in for such filth and dirt? And when you make salam, and let us not be shy to make salam. Wherever we have to, we usually mumble salam. Or we just like under our breath and just nod our head. Or we just make a sign with the hand. No, say the salam. And say it verbally. And let it come out. Don't be shy. And what a great greeting. Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib, our illustrious son. He says that as long as salam was common amongst the people, there was peace everywhere. We didn't hear of all this crime. We didn't hear of all these arguments and fights between us. We didn't hear of all these controversies. We didn't hear of all these health conditions. Cancer, AIDS, HIV, what and what all, new bimaris. But when salam is gone out of our life, then the opposite has happened. Now nobody, even with the object of marriage also, لَتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, that you find peace in your partner. The husband finds, when he comes home, he finds peace. He had a difficult day at the job, and the office, in work, challenges, arguments with the suppliers, with the customers. When he comes home, peace. And the wife, she also had her challenges with the children the whole day, the worker, everything she had. When the husband comes, is what a solace and what peace. On one occasion, in Stanga, I made bayan in the ladies. Those days we should still make bayan in the ladies. So I explained that when the husband comes, like for a summer's day, then give him a nice glass of juice. Put a rose petal on top of it. And if it's a winter's day, then give him some hot drink. Some cocoa, Milo, a hot drink and welcome him. So one lady made amal, and I think first time somebody made immediately amal on my bayan. So when her husband returned, Muhammad bin Hansa Marhum, Allah give them all Jannah, she presented a glass of juice with a rose petal. He got the shock. We married so many years. This never happened before. What's happening today? You make some jadu, you put some poison in it. What is this? So she explained, you just drink it. Finally she said, one Maulana came and he said, this is how we must welcome the husband. Isha time he told me that just after some years, 6 months later I went, he said, Maulana, you'll have to come back again. That only happened at one day. After that it didn't happen again. So anyway, Allah let us appreciate salam, this great days of Ramadan, and let us really make the best and carry it forward. Let it carry on and spread it to everyone. All the good, spread it. Allah give us all tawfiq.